This evening marks the beginning of the celebrations for the Pardon of Assisi, the indulgence which is marked each August the 2nd. Vespers will be celebrated at 7 p.m. in Assisi's Basilica of St. Mary of the Angels, which surrounds the little chapel in which St. Francis founded the Order of Friars Minor. Franciscan Father David Maria Jaeger told us about the significance of the celebration, especially in light of the upcoming visit of Pope Francis to Assisi in October.
The feast of the 2nd of August is in itself the feast of St. Mary of the Angels and celebrates particularly the little church of St. Mary of the Angels, also known as the Portiuncola, namely God's little portion that is nowadays enclosed within the Basilica of St. Mary of the Angels in Assisi. This little church was already an ancient church when St. Francis comes upon it in the beginning of the 13th century and restores it as part of his mission to restore the churches around Assisi, those old abandoned little churches. That was the immediate way he had understood the command of the Lord, Francis, go and repair my church, before he extended his understanding to the whole of God's church. It is that little church that has given its name to the vast North American metropolis of Los Angeles, short for Santa Maria de Los Angeles, and therefore has a tremendous resonance. It was in that church that St. Francis established the heart of his Order of Friars Minor. It was around that little church that the early friars lived in the huts. It was from there that they went out to the whole of the known world and some of the unknown world to preach the gospel. And it is there that they returned annually for the chapter of Pentecost to share their experiences and renew their experience of fraternity among themselves. It is also in honor of that church that the Pardon of Assisi was instituted in response to the request of St. Francis. It was the request of St. Francis to Pope Honorius III. That those who worship on that day in that church, it has since been extended to all parish churches throughout the world, could gain the plenary indulgence. And therefore, it has become an extremely well-known and very popular feast throughout the Catholic world.
Now, this year, there is an exciting thing happening in that there is now a Pope Francis that will be visiting Assisi in October. Has this added anything significant to the celebration of the feast today and tomorrow?
Very much so. The Pardon of Assisi is one of the most visible signs of the extraordinary connection of the Franciscans to the Pope of Rome. The Franciscan order was the first religious order ever that made of obedience to the Pope with a view to mission an important foundation of its rule and its spirituality. And it was the Franciscan example that St. Ignatius de Loyola and his Society of Jesus followed in instituting their expression of this extraordinary link to the papacy. There's therefore a genetic link between the Franciscan order and the Jesuits, which the Holy Father now symbolizes as being a Jesuit who took precisely the name of the saint of Assisi, Pope Francis. So there is a great deal of excitement among all Franciscans and all the people of Assisi in expecting the pilgrimage of the Holy Father to Assisi on the 4th of October. That is this year's Solemnity of St. Francis.